Hi, everybody. First of all, hats off to the Indians. You know, I know they didn't accomplish what they wanted to, but I know the city's very proud of that team. And there's no question in my mind they'll be back and doing it again next time they'll win it, in my mind. But what a great year for them. It's tough because I'm sure they wanted it to end a different way, as we all wanted it for them. But those things sometimes, as we know, do happen. So, again, another good practice for us as we get ready for a big game this weekend against the Cowboys. And, again, I hope all of our fans are out there going to show up. We need you, you know, to show up and be loud. And Dog Pound needs to get rocking. We've got a big game against the Cowboys, a very good team, so we're looking forward to playing. Our guys are working extremely hard, and I think they're excited about the challenge and the opportunity. So what else you guys have? No. No, Tony, not today. But we're getting closer. You know, again, it's practice. And, you know, both guys worked today, did a good job. So by tomorrow, I'm sure I'll do that. Again, I want to get with the medical staff and see exactly where we are and kind of go from there.
Have you seen any signs of Cody not being what he was before the concussion?
No. You know, there's a little rust there. He hadn't played, you know. That's why practice is so important, you know. And, again, just want to feel good about giving our team the best chance to have success. Oh, he'll be fine. You know, he I think he got a little bruised in practice, but I think he'll be fine.
So you mean fine to play Sunday?
I'm sorry?
You mean fine to play Sunday?
Yeah, I believe he'll be fine for Sunday.
Through this first half of the season, he seems to be making more plays than he did last year.
He's done a great job. You know, he's Kirko was one of those guys that came in and wanted to take his game to another level, you know, and I think he's done that. And again, I commend Coach Horton and Johnny Holland, you know, and I think they've done a great job with him. And he is playing at a high level right now. He's made a lot of plays, and that's what we think he can do, and he needs to continue to do that.
After 2 days of practice?
Like him a lot. He's a good player. You know, I think we all know that. You know, those kind of guys, when they're on the field, you know, they kind of raise everybody else's intensity and how you practice, because the guy's, you know, he's a Pro Bowl player. You know, he's been there and done it. And I think our guys like being around him and like practicing with him, like being with him, and now they got to go play with him. So, but he's been fun to watch. I think so. I mean, I think he's a very bright young man, so he's really applying himself to learning exactly what we do and how we do it. So, and I know him and DeMario and him and Christian, all those guys are constantly talking, you know, because I'm sure they want him to be out there with them.
Is he kind of – Carl Nassib.
Uh-huh.
Is he kind of back to where he was before the injury? And what's the next step for him?
I think I'm going to just take the next jump, you know, go play a tremendous game. And we know he's a high-energy guy. He loves being out there. And I think getting that off his hand was huge for him, you know, from a psychological standpoint. So I think now it's just, you know, you play free with it. You know how it is. You have a cast on, then you realize, okay, I don't have it. I have a glove. I can use it. I think he's gone through all that process. But I think he feels good now, and hopefully he'll go out and play extremely well.
You like to look at stuff through a quarterback a lot. So the question's about Nassib, but how frustrating is that for a quarterback when you have a guy who's so good at batting those passes?
It's tough. Because you start looking for him, you know, you start looking for him a little bit, which you shouldn't, because you know the hand's going to come up and it's going to come out of nowhere, you know. So he's done a good job of knocking balls down. Now he needs to go start knocking quarterbacks down. So if he does that, Coach Jackson will be extremely happy.
How much of that is instinctive and how much of that can be taught?
A lot of it is instinctive. You know, some guys just have that ability to do that. And I think he's one of them, but I think it's something we emphasize and probably need to emphasize more, making sure our hands are up. We need to get more batted balls if we can.
When you see the excitement and everything of the Indians and Cavs, and you see LeBron there, you know, and J.R. Smith and all those guys, does it make you even hungrier? I know you're passionate to begin with, but even hungrier to just get this team going?
Absolutely.
In the right direction.
I do. I mean, I want all those people to, you know, have to fight for a ticket to get to our game. You know, I mean that because we're doing what we're supposed to do, and that's the goal. You know, that's the vision for it all is to have this be one of the hottest tickets in town, you know, but we got a lot of work to do to get there, and we get that.
Good. How would you say Corey Coleman's gone through the week? Is he catching without any problem?
Yes, he is. He's had a really good week, and I think he's full now. He's definitely full go, and did a great job of having a great practice today.
There being any amount of rust in his game because of the 6-week layoff?
You know, Tony, it could be, you know, obviously because he hadn't played a lot. But if I know Corey, you know, one thing I think the staff, our medical staff and our strength conditioning staff did a great job of when he wasn't available to catch the ball, we kept him in it quite a bit. I mean, I'd seen him on numerous occasions on the other fields running through the scripts and doing those things. So hopefully it's a faster transition, but obviously we won't know until he plays.
Pryor was out there today, is that
Yes, right? He was. Yes, sir.
So it sounded yesterday like he might not be. Did he just have a turn for the best? Or?
Oh, no, I didn't know that. I mean, no, I've always thought that he was going to be back out there. I didn't, you know, I don't think it was a turn for the best. I think it was precautionary and we were going to, you know, watch him a little bit closer just because it's a hamstring. You know, it's just something we got to be careful with.
I guess what I'm trying to clarify is it's likely he might have a day off every practice week.
No, I just think it's the hamstring issue. No, I'm not into that. You know, I probably do that for one guy only, you know, but we need to practice. If we're going to be a good team, we got to practice to be good. So we like to have all our guys out there working.
Hopes that Corey Coleman's return will, you know, free him up a little bit. Maybe they won't play the safety over top.
I learned a long time ago, you got to free yourself up. You know, you got to get loose. You know, that's just part of it. That's his job description. And Corey will deal with that. He's dealt with it, but they got to shake them on. They got to shake their own selves loose a little bit.
Having said that, I mean, but is that reasonable to think that Corey coming back could open some stuff up?
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, Corey is, I think we all know Corey's a tremendous talent. I mean, he can help us in a lot of different areas. You know, he helped the passing game. He can help the running game because of his ability. But, again, he's got to go put it on the field. And if he does, then it will help our football team tremendously.
You have both these two quarterbacks healthy. Do you see situations where both could play in the game?
I haven't really thought through it that way. You know, obviously, I think somebody's got to trot out there first. But I think, you know, normally when I start a guy, I kind of stick with him, let him play. I think that's what's important, unless we go into all these other, I think you guys term it wildcat and all that stuff. But, no, normally we'll play one guy and do what we need to do to move the ball.
Will Corey be available to return punts, or do you want to give him a little time at receiver before you have him do too many?
I probably want to give him a little time. I think we need to play him on offense first and work him back into that as we go.
Thank you.